Good morning, everybody. This is our seventh message, which has been recorded during the lockdown period. And we just want to praise God that we've moved down from level 5 lockdown to a level 4, which gives us a couple of fewer restrictions, especially that we can exercise in a non-communal way. In other words, we can't go to gyms and to sports clubs, but we can go for a jog, for a cycle, and for a walk. And so that's what I did yesterday and today. I went for a nice walk. It's just great to be out in the sun and to get some fresh air in my lungs. And I just want to encourage everyone who's hearing today's message that we start to focus less on the world news, which is really depressing, and rather start to listen and read the good news every day. I promise you that this will change your life. God is in control. Don't worry. As I explained last week, God speaks to me, and I'm sure he speaks to you as well. I'm not special, and neither is anyone else that hears from God. We're just doing something that's natural for a Christian. But God does speak to me, and I do hear him, and I am sensitive to his words. And he every week gives me a topic. This topic this week is something I've specifically lived through. And last week the message was don't worry, and I realize now that God was actually speaking to me through my own message. Many of you don't know this yet, but I did not have a good end to my week this week because late on Thursday evening we were called into a meeting with DXC Technology to be told that they had decided to cancel the South African Airways contract, and so all of us working on this account would become redundant at DXC Technology, and they will be returning all of us to a bankrupt airline and to be retrenched in the next couple of weeks. Now, legally, how legal this is, I really don't know, and that's for the unions to decide and for South African Airways and DXC to sort out. But as of this message that I'm preaching, I will be retrenched in the next couple of weeks or days. As you can imagine, this has thrown my family into a lot of turmoil and uncertainty, and we could even start to panic and fear and worry. But God has been faithfully working in our lives for the past year, proving himself worthy of our faith and our trust in him. And we are content and completely calm in the storm. And so today my message comes from what God has been saying to me these past few weeks of the corona lockdown, and why we can be confident in the middle of a storm, no matter what the storm is. God is in control and we can rest in him. What storm are you facing at this time? Are you facing maybe retrenchment like I am? Are you facing a loss in income? Are you maybe facing a health challenge? What is your storm? Know this, brothers and sisters, for sure. God is in control and he will rescue you if you will put your faith and trust in him. You know, God is so faithful. He told me earlier in the year that I would be going through a storm, a trial this year, and that he would be bringing me through that storm. I, being a normal person, just thought it would be something like a health challenge or something small. I never in my wildest dreams imagined I would lose my job which I've been working at it for the last 38 and a half years. And that was a real shock and a major storm. The most amazing thing is that when the whole coronavirus started getting worse and worse, and eventually the government put us into lockdown, God gave me 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 as an anchor to hold on during this time. And if you don't remember, but 2 Timothy 1, 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." The first truth of this passage of Scripture is that fear does not come from God. I want you to understand this. Fear does not come from God. God has not given us a spirit of fear. So obviously, fear must have some other source other than God. And that source of fear has always been Satan. And Satan knows that when you worry and fear, you are not effective for God. And fear is the opposite of faith. And just like faith can make the impossible possible, Just so fear can make the things you fear a reality for you. What you fear and apply to your mind will eventually happen or come over you. Did you know that is exactly what Job said in Job 3:25? For the things I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. What he, Job, feared came upon him. Now, Job's fear, he had many fears, but one of the fears was that his children would die without offering a sacrifice for their sin. And that's exactly what happened. Satan killed his children, and everything he had disappeared in a day. Satan took away his livestock. So ultimately, Job could not have a sacrifice anymore. So what are you fearing? What are you worrying about? Eventually, all your fears and worries will bring that thing that you fear most upon your life. Rather put your faith and trust in God. You can't be in fear and in faith because they're exactly the opposites. You can't have a light that's on and off at the same time. Same as you can't have faith or fear. They are exactly opposites. The second truth of this passage in 2 Timothy 1:7 of Scripture is that if you don't have fear, you will have, well, number one, power, and you will have love, and you will have a sound mind. The first thing that disappears when people are in fear, as I said a couple of weeks ago, is they lose their power. I've seen strong people become weak in the face of danger. When fear comes upon them, like in the army, I've seen big men cringe in fear, crumbling, can't even move in the heat of battle. They can't do anything because all they can do is worrying about dying. The second thing, when someone is acting in fear, that they lose their love for others and they focus their love on themselves. They lose their focus of God and put it on other things like themselves, their family, their money, their possessions, and on their interests instead of those around them. And then the third thing is that you lose control. Whereas the Bible says, a sound mind. Have you an unsound mind? Have you done stupid things out of fear that is driving you? You might remember that at the start of the coronavirus, when we had a few days to prepare, people bought everything they could find, whether they needed it or not. Sadly, many who smoked never thought about buying extra cigarettes, which ultimately was good for them, but it really wasn't so good for them. But they were so focused on buying other things, toilet paper, hand sanitizer, tin food, whatever, that they actually forgot the thing that they were addicted to. They didn't even buy cigarettes. People chase after food, money, clothing, and act insane because people are gripped by fear. When God clearly says we must not worry, Matthew 6:25-34, which was last week's message, and we must have a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. They act in exactly the opposite way. We're not making fun of anyone. If any one of you are maybe have acted in fear and you've done some silly things, we're not making fun of you. But it's interesting to note that this actually happened just a few weeks ago. Some households bought so much toilet paper and hand sanitizer, they forgot to buy some very essential things because they acted irrationally and out of fear. And God doesn't want us to act like that. He says in Romans 12:2, that we must not be conformed to this world system. Don't run and do what everyone else is doing. Because everyone is buying toilet paper doesn't mean you have to buy toilet paper. Because everyone is acting in a rash way doesn't mean you must act rash. Because it will change our focus of God and onto the problem. We need to focus on God at all times. And when our focus is not on God, we are waylaid and moved into fear. After all, this is the only way I know what God's perfect will is, if we know and focus on Him and not the problem. We all remember how the media had us all in a frenzy of everything negative around coronavirus. Now, these things might be true, and they we're not arguing the facts. But they were made more hyped for the media so that it could sell more newspapers or draw more people to their sites or their channels. more people knew about the coronavirus and the symptoms and how many people are dead or infected than they were reading their Bible or focusing on God. And Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not be conformed to the things of this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Through fear, many people have lost their lives or done foolish things. But with God, we tend to have a better perspective when we are living for Him and with Him. You know, the greatest comfort for me right now, I've lost my job. Of 38 and a half years, I've been a faithful employee of a company. Never missed a beat. And now I'm going to be retrenched. You know, the greatest comfort for me right now is knowing God is in control and that He will make a way for me, even though the way forward for me looks very, very, very bleak. I could be sitting in total panic right now on what I'm not, and not getting any sleep, and worry, and what about this, and what about that, and what about, you know, the last two nights, I have slept like a baby. I've gone to bed, put my head on the pillow, and fallen asleep straight away. I'm confident and I'm comfortable in what is happening because I know no matter what, God is in control. And I want you to know this, no matter what, God is in control of your life and you just need to hand over control to Him. In our current situation, we have to remember what the Bible says and not what the latest newspaper says. And the Bible says that we must not fear. You know, Isaiah 41:10, and you can go and look this up as homework. What was the verse on Thursday the 30th of April, 2020? It was Isaiah 41:10. I prayed this verse over everyone, not ever thinking it I would need it in less than 10 hours after I'd prayed it over the church. After I got the bad news or the news about my retrenchment, I went and I read the full verse. And this is what Isaiah 41 verse 10 says. I only said, fear not, for I'm with you. That was all we spoke about. But the whole verse is, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed. In other words, don't worry, don't be concerned. For I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God is assuring, His assuring voice is once again saying it's okay. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed or upset. I am in control. I will strengthen you and uphold you with His righteous right hand. Wow. That's amazing. And you know, God will do it for you too. He's there to help you. He will hold you in His right hand. What an awesome God we serve. That we could speak to all of us, but specifically to me when I got my bad news. When the world, my world fell apart, He assured me of His help and His provision. And you can be assured of His provision in your own life as you go through your own personal storms. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, maybe in 10 years' time, you will face a storm, but God will be with us. He didn't say we will miss the storm. He said when the storm comes, He will go through it with us. He is with you and He has strengthened you and He's holding you up in the storm. You know, I just want to conclude by saying I just want to say to everyone who is facing a storm right now, God never said we will not have storms, trials, tribulations in our life because we are a Christian. That doesn't make us immune. That if we live a life, we will eventually face a storm in our life. However, God does promise to go through every storm with us. He will provide for us. He will strengthen us. He will help us. He will be holding our hand right through the storm, through our storms, and the fears thrown at us. And He will bring me or us through the storm. Am I okay with what is happening with my job of 38 and a half years? No. Is it fair what happened? No. Am I angry? Yes, because I feel betrayed and isolated. Do I have concerns about my family and future? Yes, I have huge concerns. But the truth is, I'm at total peace. I can't explain it to you. Whatever happens. And I know that God is in control. I cannot explain it to anyone. I have such peace because of what God has been saying to me through the word, and I'm confident and know that God is in control, and He will carry me and anyone else through any storm we might face. I know God has a plan for me. Jeremiah 29:11. I know He will make a way for me where there seems to be no way. And I know He's in control and He will carry me and you through any storm. But today we have two choices. We can act in fear and worry and have all the stress and concerns on our own shoulders. Or we can do what the Word says. Come to Him and give Him your cares and your burdens. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and lean on me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Am I special? No, I'm not any more special than anyone else. God will do for you exactly the same He did for me, and even more if you'll just trust Him. God is no respecter of persons. If He does it for me, He'll do it for anyone. He loves us all the same, but it's how we react and who we choose to put our faith in. As I close now in the storm, it is time to glorify and magnify God and see Him come through and make a way where there seems to be no way. I'm really excited. I'm confident in my future. My hope is never and is never in DXC Technology or South African Airways or any other institution except God alone. And He, God, only God, will make a way for me and for us all. What God will do, I do not know. But I cannot wait to share the good things He's going to do through my life. Remember to stand on His word always. I've written a couple of scriptures here, but it's Isaiah 41:10, Jeremiah 29:11-14, Matthew 6:24-34, Matthew 11:28-30, 2 Timothy 1:7, Hebrews 11:1-6. Stand on the word. And when you've done everything, like it says in Ephesians 6 about the armor, when you've put on your armor, when you've done everything, stand and pray. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we thank You that You are a God that loves us. You're a God that cares. You speak to us. Your word says that Your sheep hear Your voice. And we are Your sheep, Lord. And we know that You hear us when we speak to You and when we pray to You. Lord, You're not a respecter of persons. So whatever You do for one person, You'll do for the other. You have promised to provide for us. You've promised You have plans for us. You have promised that we don't have to fear because You'll take care of us and take hold of our hands. Now, Lord, I take hold of every fear, every care, even my own life, every issue that I have, every worry or concern that I have. We place them all in Your hands, Lord. Whatever is causing people to fear, to be anxious, whatever it is, Lord, whatever storm we are facing, we come to You, we submit to You. We glorify and magnify You, Lord, and we say, have Your way, Lord. Be glorified, be magnified in our lives, and bring us through the storm, and we'll be better once we pass through that storm than what we were before we had the storm. Bless everyone hearing this message. Bless us as we go through this week ahead. Help us, Lord, to be men and women of integrity. Help us to read the Word of God. Help us to live by the word of God and help us to stand on You and Your word in every storm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Please pray for us. Obviously, we are in a storm. Pray for us. Pray for other people. You know, they say that the unemployment rate in South Africa is around 50% at the moment. So there are many, many, many families that are losing incomes and losing their jobs. So pray for our country. Pray for people to be able to stand and withstand the storm through the help that God provides. God bless you all and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.